the things that we should worry about, we don't worry about. And the things that we shouldn't worry about, we worry about. You know, we are going to die. It's already been decided that we are going to die one day, but we don't worry about this. It is certain we are going to die, but we don't concern ourselves about this. However, we worry about this, we worry about that. Really, that we have this precious human life is such a rare and precious opportunity. Really, it's an incredible opportunity. And if you don't practice now, then in maybe a few years' time, it might be very difficult to practice. This right now is a golden time to practice. We haven't reached the age of 80 or 90, and it's not that at 30 is the best time to bring our mind to calm abiding. Now is the best time for us to do this. At the age of 40 or 50 or 60 is when we can be the most successful. This is the greatest time and opportunity, this age, for us to be able to attain liberation. We can see through the true nature of samsara. And in terms of attaining liberation and enlightenment, we have renunciation. And many things in our time we can organize well. So really, this is the best time. However, if we don't organize our practice well now and practice, then later it might be very difficult. And so everybody, every day, cherish your opportunity to practice. Cherish this opportunity. In terms of the pith instruction, don't worry about this. The guru will guide you. However, in terms of renunciation, the student has to establish themselves. Establish a strong foundation in renunciation. Understand how long I must be able to stay in calm abiding. To what extent do we have to be able to purify our mind so that we be able to recognize Rigpa? If we can't bring our mind to calm abiding for 10 or 15 minutes, do you really think we're going to be able to recognize Rigpa? Don't think about these things. There's not any necessity to think about this. Receive the pith instruction, attain the standard that is required to practice the pith instruction, and then our mind becomes purer and purer. And then eventually we get to the purity to the extent that Rigpa just naturally appears. And when you get to this degree, you won't have to request for the Dharma, you won't have to practice, you will just know. And to recognize Rigpa really requires on having a foundation. And part of the foundation is that we must definitely have a mind that abides in calm abiding. And a pure mind. And so why do we have these requirements for the practice of Mal Mudra and great perfection? First, in a state not too tight and not too loose, bring your mind to calm abiding. Is this not the first instruction in the three words that strike the vital point? In a state not too tight, not too loose, first bring your mind to calm abiding. And when we've reached a state of calm abiding, then we will recognize all of these arising thoughts. And at that stage, it might be difficult to liberate those thoughts. But we don't have to worry about this. The most important point now is that we recognize these arising thoughts. And then through this practice, we get to a state where our mind has this calm abiding and this purity that our awareness just naturally appears. And then when the awareness of Rigpa is present, then naturally these discursive thoughts and discriminatory thoughts liberate. They liberate through the four modes of liberation. Liberation through bare attention, liberation as soon as it arises, self-liberation, and primordial liberation. It's not how we think it is, it's not how we talk about it. It's in our different states of realization, and in those different states of realization, they have different energies of liberation and abilities of liberation. And then when we reach this state, we don't have to purposefully practice. However, before this state of realization, we have to deliberately, purposefully practice. And then through the stages, our practice becomes purer and purer. Stage by stage, this state of our realization improves. And so, in the areas where you don't have to be concerned, don't be concerned. Conscientiously pray to your Vajra Guru. If you want to attain liberation or enlightenment, really it relies on our belief in the Vajra Guru and his blessing. And we have to apply ourselves in the practice. And when we start seeing the result of our practice, really it gives rise to belief in the Guru. If we don't have improvement in practice, then it's very difficult to have faith in the Guru. We say visualize the guru as if the guru is Buddha. But in our mind, is it really Buddha? Look at the guru eating, drinking, sleeping, just like me. It's not the same as me, just like a person. It is when we start seeing the benefit of the practice, that's when our belief in the guru really rises. But until that happens, then really the belief is very hard to come by. It is so important that we practice. And then we start seeing the benefits. And then we see the benefit it has with respect to our afflictive emotions in terms of samsara and our attachment to it. And then day by day, year by year, we see changes in terms of our attachment, aversion, and ignorance. And when these desires and these attachments are changing, then really we start to see, oh yes, the Dharma is entering into my mind. It doesn't mean that there won't be anything, but we will see it will be less and less, or the power of these afflictions will be less. And then when we are meeting with certain situations in life, we won't have so much worry, anxiety, fear, such strong desires. However, we start seeing, oh really, it is just like a dream. It's all delusory. Those that have been practicing with instructions, now they often come to me and they say, oh Rinpoche, we really see now that all of these arising thoughts are just like a dream. Before, we had really believed in them, we really invested in them. However, now we see that it is all dreamlike, that it is all delusory. We see that everything that we thought that was so real is actually just like a dream. This type of experience is correct. Gradually, we start seeing that all external phenomena, all the people, everything that is going on internally, we start to understand what is really true. Before, we really used to believe in all of our afflictions. Now, when we look for them, we can't find them. They're just a karma, and the karma appears, and then it disappears, and then it's not there anymore. When we look, where is that karma? Where is that affliction? Now when we look, we can't find it. These afflictions, where did they arise from? Where did they disappear to? All of these afflictions that happened or occurred over the last 40 years, where have they gone now? And then for the next 20 or 30 years that I live, where are all of these thoughts going to come from? Gradually, through our practice, we start to really see, oh, originally everything was just as Buddha said. When we know the reality of one arising affliction, then we know the reality of every single, the true nature of all afflictive emotions. Just like bamboo, as soon as you know that bamboo is hollow inside, then we know that all bamboo is the same. If you know that one afflictive emotion's true nature is emptiness, then you know that this is the case for all afflictions. And it's the same for phenomena, it's the same for life. In truth, we already understand this a little bit. However, we don't have this realization, and so we're not able to live in this way, in the way that things really are. So it's very important, it's imperative that we practice. Why is it that some of the great practitioners were able to pass through walls and stones? They understand wisdom emptiness. We understand the reasoning of wisdom emptiness. But if we try to walk through a wall, what's going to happen? As we try, we're going to just bump our head and we're going to have a big bump on our head. The difference is that we understand they have this realization. We are not trying to achieve just understanding. We are trying to achieve the actual realization of the state of mind. And to be able to realize this through practice, we really have to have the guidance of a Vajra Guru.